like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jordan Hanalami.
And this is It's Movie Time. Great to see Guy Ritchie back again.
It is.
I think it's been about 11 years since Rock and Roller or whatever.
He's been still working and stuff. Yeah, this kind of edge to it, I guess, a little bit.
This is called The Gentleman. Jordan and I are gentlemen, but I don't see a gentleman in this movie at all.
They definitely present a lot of kind of posh British feel to it. There's still plenty of bow ties and not much gentlemanly behavior.
They're all scoundrels.
Yes.
Headed by Matthew McConaughey, who really isn't the most scoundrel of them all.
He's not. No. He's scruffy. He's the scruffiest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So he's a weed king.
Yes.
And he's trying to sell off his empire.
The weed king of Great Britain, it seems, spends his time with a lot of the elegant, higher-up people.
This is the heaviest use of the C word in cinema history.
Yes.
I mean, they really talk like that all the time?
Right?
My God, I thought that was just a bit much.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie originally did Lock, Stock, what is
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, followed by Snatch, which I guess just as a basis for my feelings on him in general, those both came out when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I was about as perfect the audience as those movies were meant
That's
for.
Right. Now, he's the bad boy of British crime.
For sure. Yep.
And his characters are always eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
His plots don't always make sense.
For anyone that's never seen Snatch, if you ever want to see Brad Pitt giving a completely inaudible or indistinguishable conversation, you know, you can definitely check out. That's a unique performance from him.
And most recently, he's done Aladdin, King Arthur, and then before that, Sherlock Holmes.
I believe he's about to dip his toe back in that water.
Oh, okay.
Again.
All right.
So he did two of those Sherlock Holmes movies, which were both big successes. So
Ritchie just loves eccentric characters, and he loves stars who were going to do eccentric roles.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest surprise about Hugh Grant in this.
I'm a Hugh Grant fan in general. He's a bit of a one-trick pony in terms of like that just being kind of that awkward British dry humor.
Yes.
But I always enjoy it personally. And I thought it was kind of fun to see him be a little bit different in this. Like
he plays a detective.
Yes.
A snoop. And he's trying to
I think a reporter that's like, like a digging in. He guides us through the storyline.
And he's making a film.
Yeah.
In typical Ritchie style, named Bush.
And speaking of Guy Ritchie's movies, I was trying to think if there's another director who has had a poster of one of his previous movies so kind of blatantly put up when he has the Man from U.N.C.L.E. poster up there that he directed.
Oh, yeah, he put it. That's
ago.
Right, you're right. And Grant is playing completely against his old romantic type, not shying away from racism. Ritchie has an Asian gang headed by the handsome Henry Golding, who's not quite as handsome in this.
No. No. Well, speaking of in general, I felt like there were more accents, like different types of accents in this movie than anything I've seen in
Charlie Hunnam, who I thought did a really good job. What else?
The reviews have been favorable, I think. Last I saw was maybe 71%, I think, or something on Rotten Tomatoes. Talked a little bit about it being that Knives Out feel in terms of, you always like to see a bunch of movie stars being movie stars together.
Yes, I think that's the thing. You throw Colin Farrell in as the
Colin
coach?
Colin Farrell, I think, is probably
is good?
The best in the movie, I would say. He's definitely a great energy. I was a little bummed being a big Succession TV show fan. I didn't think Jeremy Strong was great.
He plays the American buyer?
Yeah, and I just know him mainly from Succession, and then he had a small role in Big Short.
Ritchie toss off a lot of humorous things. His Henry Golding character is called Dry Eye.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. And and even the title, The Gentleman, in general, I don't know that there was, I guess it was just ironic or something.
I know. Yeah.
They didn't actually call themselves that. I love the YouTube angle to this. These guys are creating music videos out of some of their stunts and hijacks that they're pulling. And I thought that was a lot of fun.
Well, Jordan, the film is called The Gentleman.
For me, I would say, I think it's probably a little bit more enjoyable if you're not a big Guy Ritchie. I wanted a little more of his energy and for knowing that he was involved, but outside of that, it's just a fun movie.
But what grade are you going to award it, Jordan?
It's not a bad movie, and I think it's, personally, I guess I would probably go in the B-minus range.
Okay, and I'm going to give it a solid B. Jordan, what's his marriage status these days, Guy Ritchie?
I lost track after the whole Madonna thing. That threw me for a loop. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.